It was back in 2010 when our colleague John Cook got a peek inside the new home of TechStars Seattle, the startup accelerator that had just expanded to the city at the time.
This is where all the TechStars companies reside. As you can see, we're all hard at work here.
That's right.
Founded in 2006 in Boulder, Colorado, TechStars provides fledgling startups with early capital, coaching, mentorship, a chance to pitch to investors, and an opportunity to work for 3 months in a shared space with other entrepreneurs, as TechStars participant Josh Molyneux explained to John at the time.
It can be distracting, but it's also productive in the way that, like, I can just grab another team member or something and say, hey, what do you think about this feature? Or what do you think about this? We can demo products. Everyone's here super late and super early, so we're free to move about. So there's some elements that are not as productive, but there's also elements that are super, super productive. So
yeah. What's super late?
Super late.
How late are people in here working?
1-2 a.m. sometimes. So wow. We're working pretty late.
Here's how the first TechStars Seattle managing director, Andy Sack, described the origins of the Seattle program in an interview with Robert Scoble around the same time.
I saw and witnessed Boulder's program for 2 years as a mentor and got really excited about the program. There's Y Combinator and there's TechStars. Yeah. And they're similar in some respects and very different in others. But both of them focus on the top end of quality.
For more than a decade, it worked. TechStars Seattle helped launch more than 160 startups, partnered with the likes of Microsoft and Amazon to spark even more companies, and led to the creation of three companies that are unicorns, currently valued at more than $1 billion. It was one of the most successful programs in the TechStars network. And then, this week, it ended in Seattle. TechStars announced that it's closing its Seattle accelerator as part of a broader restructuring. So what happened to TechStars Seattle? And what's next? That's coming up on this episode of the GeekWire podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to GeekWire. I'm GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop. I'm coming to you from Spokane, and I'm actually joined this week by my colleague, GeekWire managing editor Taylor Soper, who's back in Seattle. Taylor, it's good to have you on.
Good to be on. How's Spokane been?
It's been good. It's been fascinating. I'm here working on one of our GeekWire on the road projects focused on the Spokane startup market. You can look for that in the coming weeks on GeekWire. But it's funny, back in Seattle, there has been some major startup news. It's been fascinating in part for me to watch from afar. You've been covering it really closely, Taylor, because it's something that shows that the Seattle startup market still has a long way to go. I'm here in Spokane looking at the progress they've made and the progress they still need to make. Seattle is much further along, but this week we saw in the Seattle startup market something that felt like a bit of a setback, and that's why we wanted to jump on and talk. TechStars announced that they're going to be closing the TechStars Seattle accelerator. This was a big shock to a lot of the people in the Seattle startup community. This is a program that's been around since 2010. Taylor, you've been covering this. We want to talk a little bit about why this mattered and what's next. Can you give me a sense, first of all, for what the significance of TechStars Seattle has been in the startup community over the years?
Sure. Definitely a big surprise. You know, I just was at the demo day for the 15th cohort of TechStars Seattle. As you mentioned, it started back in 2010. This has been a cornerstone, a pillar, a hub of the Seattle startup ecosystem as it's grown and attracted more founders and startups. So a pretty big shock that TechStars Seattle is leaving. There are broader changes happening to the TechStars organization that were spelled out this week in a blog post by the TechStars CEO. They're relocating from Boulder to New York City and also leaving their Boulder accelerator. There's a lot of changes going on with TechStars. So this says a lot about TechStars, but also we need to look at what this means for Seattle. And the responses so far have been sadness and shock and surprise. And wow, this leaves a really big gaping hole in the Seattle startup market. And we should analyze TechStars' reason for leaving Seattle, which they say they want to focus on cities with a higher concentration of venture capital activity. And so places like New York or Boston or LA or the Bay Area. And so this is a knock we've heard about Seattle for a long time, that there isn't enough venture capital money here for up and coming early stage startups, as well as startups that are growing fast and need larger sums of capital. So really interesting, surprising, but also people here are bullish about something that may fill that void, something that may be more effective and better for founders here.
So let's pull on each of those threads that you laid out there. First off, this program goes back to 2010 in Seattle. It was started several years earlier in Boulder, as you mentioned. But Techstars has birthed some fascinating and large companies over the years. There's one legendary cohort that they had in 2011 in Seattle. That class of Techstars Seattle startups included Outreach. It wasn't known as that at the time. It was originally, I think, Flower Delivery, if I'm not mistaken, but they ended up getting into sales automation technology. They're currently number one on the GeekWire 200, our list of privately held Seattle-based startups. And so this is a big company that was effectively started inside Techstars Seattle. Another one is Remitly. This is a now publicly traded company that specializes in international money transfers. It's valued currently at a market capitalization of $3.95 billion with more than 2,000 employees. These are two big companies, and those are just two examples of the roughly 160 companies that have gone through the core Techstars Seattle program over the years, and the more than 200 companies overall that have gone through Techstars-related accelerators, which have been fueled by corporate sponsorships over the years from companies like Amazon and Microsoft and others. When you look at the impact that Techstars has had on Seattle over the years, thinking about all those things, Taylor, what are your observations as somebody who's covered this over the years?
Techstars Seattle was a really key hub for budding startup founders who needed mentorship. They need capital as they go and try to build the next unicorn, the next billion-dollar company. And so it was a place to go to get help for your company, which is really key at those early stages. Another thing Techstars Seattle did was attract talent. It drew founders from other cities that came to Seattle specifically for Techstars Seattle and to participate in the accelerator. I talked to one founder who moved from India to the Bay Area, and her company was accepted by Techstars Seattle, so she moved it up here, and then they stayed here. They didn't go back to the Bay Area because they made connections here and they're continuing to grow their company here. And so I think that's just one of many examples where Techstars Seattle also acted as an attractor for entrepreneurs, which just added and bolstered the Seattle startup community and ecosystem. So not only did it cultivate startups and mentor entrepreneurs and provide capital to up and coming companies, it also drew more people here and helped grow the ecosystem. Taking all that into account, it is a pretty big blow for the ecosystem here.
But what is the future of startup accelerators in this new era of remote and hybrid work? That's coming up after this break.
Technology moves fast. I need to move faster. WGU's competency-based education puts me in control of how fast I move through my IT degree program. I can accelerate my program by applying what I already know to my courses and focusing on the things I need to learn. Earn a respected accredited degree that propels your career in the IT field. Learn more at wgu.edu/IT certs included.
There's also a question, though, of how much location really matters anymore. And that was one common theme that came out from the people that I know you spoke with. There's so much happening now in terms of remote work and this sense of community that can exist online. How important are in-person accelerators anymore, given the ability of companies to work remotely?
Yeah, I think those are the key questions to ask as we look ahead in terms of what's going to fill the void, if anything, in Seattle. And is the accelerator model, which has been around for, you know, more than a decade, kind of pioneered by Y Combinator down in the Bay Area, which is arguably the preeminent startup accelerator in the world. Is this model where you relocate to a city, you get in this pressure cooker of sorts for 2 months, 3 months, and then it's over? And then the program runs that again annually. Is that the best model as we sit here in 2024 coming out of the pandemic in this world of hybrid work? Or is there a different model where the goal is still to nurture startups, provide capital, get mentorship for early stage startups, but doing it maybe in a different way where you don't have that traditional model? So it'll be really interesting to see what happens in Seattle. There are rumblings here in the community of either a replacement for what Techstars Seattle did or something completely new that still gets to the root of helping early stage founders. And I think Seattle does need that. When you have the idea on a napkin and you just need maybe not $750,000 or $2 million, you just need a little bit of capital to test your idea, see if you have product market fit. There needs to be more capital available to folks here in Seattle that are sitting at an Amazon or Microsoft and want to get out. You know, we have a couple newer organizations such as Pioneer Square Labs that operate startup studio models that are trying to attract people like this, but there could be more of that, and perhaps something that's more agnostic or decentralized with shared values across different investors. So it seems like there's something that could be done there. So it'd be really exciting to see what happens in Seattle.
Some of the people you talked with said that there is still an important role for in-person support. And to your point, money is obviously a critical component of the startup experience, but that in-person camaraderie that people were able to see at the University of Washington Startup Hall, where Techstars Seattle has been based, dating back to the early days, Andy Sack, the original managing director of Techstars Seattle, who's a well-known investor in the Seattle startup community, he started the tradition, as I understand it, that spread to other Techstars programs, where the entrepreneurs at 11:11 on Wednesday night, just to give you a sense for the hours that they were working, would sit around and everybody would take a shot and talk about the highs and the lows of the week. So it seems like, from what you've been hearing, remote and hybrid approaches are certainly much more possible now, but some kind of in-person component, some sort of geographic focus, could still have some kind of role in a potential replacement for Techstars Seattle.
Totally. And this circles back to last week's GeekWire podcast episode when you and our colleague John Cook talked about coming back to the office, which, you know, it's been a topic for several years now in the post-pandemic era. And what is the point of proximity and being next to your colleagues? And how does that apply to building startups and being part of an accelerator or cohorts like this? And I think especially at that early stage of company formations, that closeness and physical proximity do matter. And it matters to be able to take that 10-minute drive to meet with your mentor or to do that investor pitch and help close a deal, where it may take longer doing it remotely. You may not have that connection that you can build with future co-founder, future investor. And so there's a ton of parallels here to the broader conversation of location and being remote or being in person. So another facet to this discussion.
And Taylor, I should point out, John and I joked about whether GeekWire's employees would hear that conversation we were having about potentially moving folks back into the office. It was obviously very facetious at this point. We're clearly very hybrid, but you were the one who noticed and heard. And
still waiting for my free coffee.
You got it. This raises some larger questions that kind of get to Seattle startup pride. And I want to get into that when we come back. Welcome back. It's Todd Bishop. I'm talking this week with Taylor Soper, GeekWire's managing editor, who's been covering closely the announcement that Techstars will be closing its Techstars Seattle program. And Taylor, as you reported, the reason that was cited in part was the fact that venture capital isn't as strong in the Seattle tech community. According to PitchBook, Seattle area companies raised $751 million in venture capital last year, which compares to more than $30 billion in Silicon Valley, $11.4 billion in New York, $5.8 billion in Boston. And frankly, this one surprised me, $4.8 billion in Los Angeles. That would not have been something I would have expected compared to Seattle, that it was that much bigger in LA. What are you hearing from investors, especially about trying to boost those numbers and improve the outcomes, and what the Techstars Seattle decision says about the prospects for doing that in the future.
While those numbers are pretty stark in terms of the difference when you compare Seattle to these other larger metros as measured by venture capital activity, Seattle appears to punch above its weight. It seems like we have for a while. If you look at it from just the unicorns or just company formation here and value, I think that the point of pride is a reason we saw such a strong reaction to the news this week that Techstars Seattle closed. While Seattle ranks way lower on these lists of venture capital dollars and value, Techstars Seattle consistently was one of the top Techstars accelerators. If you look at future investment rounds and returns, and that was something shared by a lot of the former leaders and people close to the Techstars Seattle community, was that, yeah, sure, Seattle is far below these other cities that Techstars says it wants to focus on, but look at the performance of the cohorts that came out of Seattle. So what contributed to that? Well, I think part of it's just the vibrant startup and tech community in Seattle, maybe the way that the accelerator was run in terms of connecting with mentors. Of course, you've had a lot of startups that have grown into large companies here, producing mentors and people who have walked the line and done the startup experience, being able to pass that mentorship off to newer companies that participated in future cohorts. So I think there's a lot of pride in Seattle. That being said, Seattle has traditionally been known as a tech hub, but largely because of Microsoft, because of Amazon, these big tech behemoths here, and not always because of our startup community and our startup ecosystem here. So the notion of Seattle as a tech hub hasn't always translated to Seattle as a startup machine.
To your point, you've got Microsoft, you've got Amazon, and they were, over the years, big corporate sponsors of Techstars Seattle. They ran specific programs related to Azure in the case of Microsoft and Alexa in the case of Amazon. And with the cutbacks of those companies over the past couple of years, it seems like that was probably one of the factors that played into this decision. In other words, they were unable to get those kinds of corporate sponsorships again that might have propped up the program in an environment where the venture capital market wasn't quite as strong. So you had that coming into play. Chris DeVore, one of the early managing directors at Techstars Seattle, had a fascinating analysis that we'll link to from the show notes on this podcast, looking at the way that the overall Techstars focus has shifted away from the local funds, the local managing directors, and become more centralized. And he outlined what he saw as some strategic mistakes overall in the way that the broader Techstars organization has been run. The Techstars CEO disputed that, but it's interesting to see how this is all playing out. And to your point, Taylor, there seems to be, from what I've been picking up, even here in Spokane, from some of the investors who pay attention to what's going on in Seattle, a groundswell of support to come up with a better solution. And first off, it's been interesting to see, this was kind of an open secret, it seems, for the past month or so, based on what I've been picking up. A lot of investors and venture capitalists seem to know that Techstars Seattle was probably going to be closing. And second, that perhaps has led to some early momentum here to come up with a replacement. What are you hearing along those lines?
I think the train is already moving. And I think, to your point, this has been known to a select group of people for a little while. That being said, still, you know, a major surprise to the rest of the community here this week. But I think the gears are moving, conversations are happening, and there is a rising tide lifts all boats vibe here. You know, I think more so than you might find in the Bay Area or other cities where it can be hyper competitive. And that could be a key advantage for building something new like that in Seattle, where you get, you know, 5, 7, 10 different firms to participate in something like this. You get mentors who run companies like Remitly or Outreach or these former Techstars Seattle companies to come back in the fold and help mentor that next generation. You pull in maybe capital from outside the region, these investors that we've been seeing over the years that have paid more attention to Seattle because of the talent here and the companies coming out of here. And perhaps it will have something to do with AI. You know, can Seattle play to its advantages? We are an AI capital of the globe. When you look at the tech giants here, the cloud talent that's coming from Microsoft and Amazon and how that relates to this AI boom. You've got the Allen Institute for AI. You've got the University of Washington. So perhaps Seattle will play to those advantages and come up with something like a Techstars Seattle, but more effective for producing those next unicorns. So I think it's happening, and we'll be first to report it when more news is to be shared.
The big takeaway that I came away with from Chris DeVore's post, and just from thinking about this in general, Taylor, is that it takes a certain amount of greater good mentality. It takes investors and venture capitalists to say community first to some extent. And that was one of the keys to those early days of Techstars Seattle, where the focus was more on founders and making sure that they had what they needed. And it seems to have shifted more toward investors and toward the centralized Techstars organization over the years. So perhaps there's lessons learned and coming out of that, a blueprint for the future. And I think what you're saying is really insightful in terms of the potential for something to emerge in the realm of AI here. I know you'll be watching it, and I'll be reading and trying to help out as I can on the reporting. And I appreciate you jumping on. Thanks for being on the GeekWire podcast.
Thanks, Todd. I'm looking forward to having you back in Seattle.
All right. Sounds great. And I'll see you in the office.
Right.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Todd Bishop. We'll be back next week with a new episode of the GeekWire podcast.